the Cowboys are making plans for the next annual Cow Cruise. So now is the time to make plans to join us, as more details of the date and destination will be coming soon. Over the past years, the Cow Cruise has become synonymous with beautiful scenery, world-class cuisine, the best camaraderie around, and the most outstanding entertainment in the cowboy culture. The best part of the whole Cow Cruise is the like-minded, down-to-earth people you will meet and travel the globe with, who become instant, lifelong friends. Stay tuned for the upcoming official announcement of the next annual Cow Cruise and make plans now to join us.
Andy and Jim Nelson, this is Dave Stamey saying these boys are dangerous, but they do have kind of a fun little radio show, and we appreciate you listening.
That's right, Dave Stamey. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and we are fairly dangerous.
Fairly dangerous.
Fairly dangerous. Mm-hmm. And they've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Well, what you going to do with that crack?
Oh, my gosh.
Not your plumber's crack.
Yeah. Crack spackle. that's what I'm going to do with
that. No.
Not plumber's crack spackle?
No. Okay. Well, you know what a basal crack is, right?
Yes. Okay.
Explain it to us.
You go ahead.
Well, it's from the bottom up.
Yeah.
Right?
From basal.
Basal. Base yeah. up.
Up. Okay.
99.9% of our cracks are like that in a horse's hoof.
Okay. So coming from the bottom back toward the coronary.
Right.
Okay.
Either caused by some kind of trauma.
Yeah.
Flaw in the hoof.
Sure.
That's just the way it is.
Nutrition. You let it get too long and you neglect. And you rode them out through the rocks. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of theories out there.
Sure.
And none of them work.
and all of them are right. None of them are wrong. And all,
right.
Or vice versa.
Yeah, it depends on whether you try it and it worked for you.
There you go.
You know, there's been a lot of farriers, a lot of veterinarians out there that says, well, take your Pritchell, heat it up, and make a groove across the top of the crack. That'll cauterize it.
Sure.
And
how many times have you done that for a client just because your client thought it would do you do some good?
Now you have three cracks.
Yeah. Now your cracks are going several different directions. Okay. All right.
That's been my experience with that.
Sure.
What I like to do is I like to get my hoof level.
Yep.
Set the hoof on the ground.
Yeah.
And stick a quarter in that crack.
Okay.
And pick the foot up.
Oh.
Okay. Now, when you pick that foot up, if the quarter falls out, you kind of have an indication what's going on there, right?
Yep, you
physiology.
Yep.
Blah, blah.
Yeah.
Physically.
Yes. Okay.
So, start with that.
Yes.
Okay, you pick the hoof up.
Yeah.
And the crack spreads.
Yes.
Oh, I have to shoe accordingly.
Aha. Yeah.
You put the foot down.
Nice.
The crack spreads. The quarter falls out.
It falls out.
All right.
Yeah.
So, like I say, that's a quick, easy test, and you kind of know what you got to do from that direction.
Great way, great place to start.
Yeah,
and it is a start.
Is it going to help?
Maybe. Yeah. There you go. We'll give it a definite maybe.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's some great information there, big feller. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of us and they want to say, "Hey, I want to put that quarter in a crack," but that's not the crack I was thinking about. Anyway, how are they going to get a hold of
us? Belly up to the old confuser and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
D-I-C-K at clearoutwest.com.
That's right. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house.
Yeah.
Crack spackle free. P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
Shine on Harvey's Moon.
Let's do it. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding?
How about a little music?
Let's go.
Gary McMahon's riding along with us, and we have to do the introduction on this as well. This is Grizzly Bears.
I had several pack trips to do this year, and so I thought, you know, I mean, they use me on these pack trips. People that take pack trips know that after about the second night, you get all talked out around the campfire. And as my dear old daddy used to say, a little personality helps even in a whorehouse, you know. And so, So they hire me to go along and do these deals, you know, and I sing and recite poems around the campfire and stuff, ride along with them, yodel up the canyons, that kind of stuff. And I was thinking, since I had about seven of them to do, I thought, you know, I need a new campfire song. And there's three topics that always come up around a campfire, always talked about, and that's bears, rattlesnakes, and women. Not necessarily in that order. But I thought if I could write a song about any one of those three, I'd have me a new campfire song ready to go. And about that time, I fortuitously got this pamphlet from the Montana Department of Game and Fish telling you what to do in the event you were attacked by a grizzly bear. Now, I don't have the talent to write that level of humor, so I just stole their pamphlet and put it into this song. And it's called Talking Grizzly Bear Blues. In light of the rising frequency of human and grizzly bear hostilities, the Department of Game and Fish reminds us we ought to venture into the backcountry without first taking extra precautions. They advise that all outdoorsmen wear little bells hung in their clothes or hair, for they say you must first beware not to startle an unsuspecting bear. Reckon they want the bear to be good and ready for you when you get there. They also recommend pepper spray, so in the event of an encounter, you can repel a bear in a kinder, gentler, non-lethal way. Unless, of course, you're spraying into the wind, which will leave you blind in a second, and that just makes the old bear grin, because he likes them easy picking. They say to know where bears are at, you need to identify a bear scout. If you're running a pile of berries and squirrel hair, have no fear, sir. That's a black bear. But grizzly scout will scare you, make you a fast stepper, because it's full of little bells and it smells like pepper. He's a grizz, is what he is. His ain't no Winnie the Pooh. He'll tear you limb from limb and then he'll eat you. So what are you gonna do? If you do have an encounter in the outback and you and your companion comes under attack, take heart, sir. You don't need to outrun the bear. You merely have to outrun your partner. They say if you are charged, don't run, stay calm, talk in soft monotones, maybe recite the 23rd Psalm. Me, I might manage a little grin, then poop myself till my head caved in and my whole deal would blow right out my sphincter and I'd be dead before the bear could even get there. If you study the facts, you become aware that the game and fish is rooting for the bears. But if you do follow these guidelines, which are admittedly not without hazard, you'll be substantially contributing to the well-being of the species. Or you could just shoot the bastard. He's a grizz, is what he is. This ain't no Winnie the Pooh. He'll tear you limb from limb and then he'll eat you. So what are you gonna do?
Well, as I said, you can't make this stuff up. Okay?
No, you can't.
You cannot make this stuff up. Truth is stranger than fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
What are you kidding me
oh,
about?
I'm telling you, there is so much, but we're going to ditch out to a cowmercial right
already?
Now.
Already?
Yeah, that's right. And when we come back, Jess Howard has some poetry for us. Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web. So why not advertise your product or service right here on Cow Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.